Hello.
Hello, my name is Janiyah, returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. This call is reported for quality assurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requested this call back?
Yes, ma'am, it's him.
How may I assist you?
Yes, ma'am, I was called to reopen the claim.
Okay, may I have your social security number?
Yes, but it's 408-69-6615.
Could you verify your first and last name for me?
Tommy Woods.
Your date of birth?
040891.
Your mother's maiden's name?
Lisa. Lisa Evans.
And your driver's license number?
My driver's license number is 9945737.
Okay, give me just a moment. Okay, and what was your last employer?
Clayton Holmes.
What was the one before that?
Chick-fil-A.
Okay, and would your residential address still be 6434 Old Springville Road in Pinson, Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, so we can start the claim. It'll take maybe 20 minutes of your time. Is that okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
You understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud?
Yes, ma'am.
You understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Has your name changed since you last filed?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked under a different name or a different social security number in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
May I have your phone number?
256-654-9263.
And were your driver license issued in the state of Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
May I have your race?
I'm just gonna put African American. I know they don't have no other options for us.
Well, it's actually black. You don't even say African American.
Dang. Wow. That's crazy.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
No, ma'am.
No, I said what is the highest grade you completed in school?
Oh, okay. What's the 11th?
Okay. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
And when you're working, what is your occupation?
Painter. Oh, you say handyman.
Okay. I don't think we have that as an option, but let me see.
Okay, but I just go with painter if you don't have that as an option.
Then. I may have to put painter.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it said mechanics, handyman. Would that be it?
Mm-mm, because they'd be dealing with cars.
Yeah. So you'll do just painter?
Yeah, I'm a renovator.
Okay. And are you looking for work in that occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work through a union?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to work all shifts in effect full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
20.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$16.
Are you a corporate officer for a business? Do you own a business and do you work for yourself?
No, I do work for myself. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And do you devote more than 50% of the work week for self-employment?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Are you currently working solely on a commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from an employee you worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked in another state other than Alabama in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payment, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or a prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
And what's the name of your bank?
Chase.
Okay. Would you be using your checking or savings account?
Checking.
May I have their routing number?
Yes, ma'am. The router number is... Hold on. Let me let this truck go past.
Okay.
Okay. It is 065-400-137.
Okay. And the account number?
It is 640-877-216.
Okay, and what was your last employer?
Clayton, Clayton Holmes.
Hold on one moment. Did you receive a direct deposit from them?
Yes, ma'am.
And what does it say? What does the name say it comes from when you receive a direct deposit?
Oh, okay. They're going to be in my, I think it's going to be in my chime. And I can't get in my chime right now. Oh my gosh. Let me look at my email then. Finding in my email because I know it say Clayton Holmes, but I know it'll say something else besides Clayton Holmes. Let me see. It'll go all the way back. That was in, right now, let me go all the way back. I know that was in January. Emails won't let you go so far. Updates. Okay, there we go. Going a little bit further. There we go. Oh, it only stops at 8 April. So let me do Clayton. Okay, here we go. Yeah, everything in my email is still saying Clayton Holmes.
Okay.
Yep, it's saying Clayton Holmes.
Okay, so I don't see Clayton Holmes under your waist. That's what I was trying to see, like, in the direct deposit with us, does it say? But I see an Addison.
That's it, because it's in Addison. Because I worked that was in Coleman. So, yeah, that's Addison.
Okay. Addison, D-I-V of Cavalier.
Yep.
Holmes.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
That's it. I didn't know the former. Because it's weird the way they had it. Cause I think the Clayton Holmes was the holding company, the LLC. Then it had the original name up under the Clayton Holmes.
Okay. May I have that employer phone number?
Let me see if I can find it. Matter of fact, I actually just had it right here on the email. Okay, it is 256-747-1575. And they said the office is, instead of 1575, it would be, never mind. I don't know what they say, 3119. But yeah, that's it, 256-747-1575.
Okay, and the CD that you were working in?
It was Addison. No, yeah, Addison.
Okay. And may I have your employment start date for that job, like the day you started working there?
The day I started... Because I started after the... I started after the freeze over we had here in Alabama, the ice... So that had to be. Cause I signed my onboarding. They say January 23rd, right there. So it could have been. Let me go back and look at the calendar.
Okay.
It's been a minute since I've been up there. I'll go back to January. They said January the 23rd that I signed my onboarding. So I'm going to try to see if I can go with the 29th of January. I don't know if that's correct, but I see I signed my onboarding and the email on the 23rd.
Okay, you said January.
Yeah, I'm just going to go to 23rd because it could have been when I signed my onboard and I could have started that Tuesday.
Of what year?
This year. 2024.
Okay, and the last day you worked?
The last day, I do not know the last. I know it was a Friday, and I only was there for a week. So, I'm just going to go with February the 2nd because that'll put me in at a week.
Okay.
No, not February the 2nd. I'm going to go with, because I'm trying to make it a week from the 23rd. That would be 24, 25, 26, 27, which is 4 days. We just go on the 30th, I guess, of January 2024.
And why are you no longer working there?
They let me go due to me being injured already on the job in the first week. So they just told me that I guess I didn't fit with the company. That's what they told me. I didn't fit with the company because I got hurt the first week.
Okay. And what did you do to attempt to resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
I tried to, they end up changing my position to make it easier on me, but then I guess that didn't work either. Like I said, I did the best I could to, you know, the position they switched me to, because I was doing shingles and they had me doing mudding on the roof. And I was actually good at it. But like I said, I know I can't really say what the issue is, because, you know, unemployment ain't gonna really probably accept that, but because I know it was a racial issue, I know that's a big legal thing, so I know I can't really step into that. But I know for sure, like I said, when they did say they wanted to let me go, I talked to them when they brought me in the office. I asked them, hey, I just started my first week, I never did shingles before, like, I thought you supposed to, you know, train somebody or let them allow to get a chance to get the process down packed. Mm-hmm. But they just end up letting me go anyway. So, like I said, I tried to argue. Like I said, they just escorted me off the premises. So.
Okay.
Cause they like one of those productive lines type of jobs. If you not fit with their pace, I guess they don't need you. Then you can't go as fast as they want you to.
Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work, which includes vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Could you verify that all the questions I asked you provided correct answers?
Yes, ma'am.
You are certifying that your answers are true and accurate and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings you provide with wages you reported by employers. False answers can result in overpayment and fraud penalties.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You hereby file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
You certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim is true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, ma'am.
You understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the Claimant Benefit Handbook?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now I'm going to read your closing statements. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work, as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center System. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. An information booklet, Benefits, Right, and Responsibility, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certification. Failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial of benefits. The process you just completed filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. You could file your weekly certification either online in the Claimant Portal, click File Weekly Certification button on the homepage, or by telephone at 1-800-752-7389.
Gotcha.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday, 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturdays. Whether filing online or by telephone, you will need to remember your PIN. It is very important that you carefully read all information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524, Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. You have any questions about anything I just read?
I'm trying to see, is my PIN the same PIN that it's been the last? I don't know if not.
Yeah, it's going to stay the same, but I'm just going to give it to you just to make sure.
Okay, thank you. So I totally forgot it.
You're welcome. Okay, so first I'm going to give you a confirmation number and then your PIN number. You can let me know when you're ready.
Yes, hold on. I read the confirmation number.
Okay, this number is
489-876.
875. And your PIN number is 1591.
1591. Okay, it's still the same then.
Okay, is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, ma'am. I just want to ask one question. How old are you?
18.
What in the world? How you get a job with unemployment?
I don't know.
I'm trying to find me a job. So I'm trying to get ready. I just want to know one question. I'll leave you alone. Do they pay good?
Yeah. For me.
Oh, look at you. Hey, okay. 18. Go ahead, but you'll be devil's up, man. Go ahead, do your thing. Goddess, God, dog. That's what I'm talking about. 18. So you got a whole life ahead of you, girl.
Right.
Live it to the fullest. But thank you, love. I appreciate you. I don't have no more questions. Thank you for your time today, love.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling the Department of Labor. Have a great day.
You too.